I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Tina Srivastava, co-founder of Badge, an authentication solutions provider that says its technology eliminates the need for stored credentials. We're going to be discussing how the company's technology is being used in the healthcare sector. So, Tina, for starters, I understand that you are a former Raytheon chief engineer who was a victim of a data breach, and that eventually led you to found Badge. Please tell us a little bit about that data breach experience and how it influenced the launch of your company.
Yes, in fact, my background in aerospace engineering at MIT and my national security work led me to have a security clearance. And that meant that my fingerprints were stored in the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, database. And unfortunately, that database was breached. So my fingerprint biometric data was compromised. And this was an eye-opening moment. How do I prove that I'm Tina without giving up all this private data? And that's what led us to look into the math, and we found a 20-year open problem in cryptography associated with why this private data, like biometrics, has to be stored. And we made a breakthrough in the cryptography. We've been published and peer-reviewed with dozens of issued patents, and that has enabled a new paradigm in how we do authentication that does not require the storage of biometrics or other identity credentials. And that is the foundation of Badge.
So, Tina, with that said, you mentioned cryptography and that Badge's authentication technology eliminates the need for stored credentials. Can you tell us a little bit about how that technology works?
With Badge, you can choose any authentication factors. It can be what you are, like face, fingerprint, voice, what you know, like PIN code, or what you have, like device characteristics. And you can use these factors in combination to provide a seamless login experience. You can log in to different devices, and you only have to ever enroll once and authenticate on any device. And the real unique aspect of the technology is that you never have to store either the biometrics or the underlying private key. And so we eliminate the storage of identity credentials, which are the number one cause of breaches.
So now, Tina, I understand that Premise Health, which provides direct healthcare services through employers and health plans, recently implemented the Badge technology. How is the organization using it?
Premise is a direct healthcare provider with hundreds of clinics located across the US. And doctors, nurses, clinicians, they have to authenticate to different devices in a clinic and across clinics. Patients or members have to authenticate when they go into the clinic and then at home, maybe a few days later when they want to check their blood test results, for example. All of these authentications traditionally have resulted in the storage of identity credentials like password hashes, biometrics, which can be attacked. What's great about Badge is it allows that same seamless experience. Joey Johnson, the CISO of Premise Health, has described the value of having a doctor be able to pick up an iPad, just look at it, authenticate with Badge using face, access the patient's record. Then, when the provider enters the room with the patient, they're able to focus on that patient relationship. When the doctor then sits down at the EHR workstation, bam, they can just log in seamlessly to the device without distracting them from that important conversation with the patient. No more long or difficult authentication processes. And so that ability to authenticate across workstations, mobile devices, that's really the benefit that Premise is gaining.
Tina, how does Badge's technology integrate into existing devices and apps and other tech that's used in healthcare environments? As we know, healthcare is full of legacy devices, for instance. How does it kind of fit in? Does it replace, the current authentication? How do you go about installing it and then not using what you had previously?
Badge is a non-disruptive disruption. It's obviously a huge disruption because for the first time ever, there's no biometrics or identity credentials stored anywhere. But it's non-disruptive because it plugs into these old legacy systems using standard protocols. So today, badges plug and play with Kerberos, OIDC, SAML. It allows you to connect to Epic, Ping, Okta, Microsoft, Citrix, all of these other systems in just a couple minutes. That quick, easy deployment was something that Premise also was very excited about because it allowed you to quickly show how the product can work across devices without having a heavy lift in terms of the implementation.
So, Tina, what other potential use cases do you see for this technology in healthcare?
This technology is really about expanding access to healthcare. When you think about women in a domestic relationship, for example, they may not always have autonomy or control over a particular device. Their partner, for instance, may have that control. And so when we do things that help with security, such as adding two-factor authentication, we may inadvertently make it more difficult for certain populations to access their healthcare and have secure and private connection to their test results. With Badge, because you are not bound to a specific device, you can authenticate on any device. You can use a phone, and as soon as you're done, all the private data is destroyed. You can use a shared library workstation and be able to authenticate, access your data, and everything be destroyed. So, not requiring that binding to a specific phone or other device really helps open access to healthcare.
So, Tina, what sorts of threats can this technology better protect healthcare entities against, and why?
The number one cause of breaches is the theft of identity credentials. For example, when we think about the Change Healthcare breach, the recent London Blood Bank incident, or even let's take the MGM casino breach, what happened? Well, in that instance, the employee had a password and two-factor authentication to a phone. But an attacker can simply say, I forgot my password and I lost my device. And doing so allows a malicious actor to gain access to identity credentials and log in impersonating an employee. And this is what results in ransomware and other types of serious threats. Badge helps protect entities against this because there are no stored credentials, and we solve this account recovery. There's no password to forget. We're not bound to a device, so if you lose it or break it or on a new device, you can still securely authenticate. That's why Badge is a new paradigm of authentication that does not put people at risk because there are no identity credentials stored.
So, Tina, what else are you kind of keeping an eye on when it comes to the evolving cyber threat landscape these days?
The biggest challenges with the evolving cyber threat are phishing attacks. And when we rely on passwords or security verification questions, like your third grade teacher, these are phishable. So attackers are able to compromise these types of authentication factors. Badge received the award at the RSA Security Conference for being the phishing resistant multi-factor authentication solution. And that stamp of approval, I think, has been very helpful because when you turn the tide against the attackers on phishing, that's when you can really make a difference.
And finally, Tina, what's next for Badge?
Badge has been growing and expanding rapidly. In addition to healthcare, we're focused on the finance and services sectors, and we're adding more and more integrations today. So you can use Badge to log into your virtual desktop or VDI, log into your device or your applications, and even log in store and in drive-through and clinic experiences. The idea is that you can enroll once, authenticate anywhere, and not have to think about authentication. That's when security really becomes a forefront, when it's not an inconvenience, but in fact, the easiest way is the most secure way.
Thank you so much, Tina. I've been speaking to Dr. Tina Srivastava. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.